Television, Susanna said. There used to be this program I watched when I was a kid, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston didn't have a Billy Bumber to keep him company, but he did have his faithful dog, King. Anyway, I closed my eyes and tried to remember what the guy's snowshoes looked like. She pointed to the ones Roland was wearing. That's the best I could do. You did fine, he said, and the sincerity she heard in his simple compliment made her tingle all over. This was not necessarily the way she wanted Roland, or any other man for that matter, to make her feel, but she seemed stuck with it. She wondered if that was nature or nurture, and wasn't sure she wanted to know. They'll be all right as long as they don't fall apart, she allowed. Her first effort had done just that. I don't feel the strips loosening, he told her. Stretching a little, maybe, but that's all. Now, as they crossed the great open space, that third pair of snowshoes was still holding together. And because she felt as though she'd made some sort of contribution, Susanna was able to let Roland pull her along without too much guilt. She did wonder about Mordred from time to time, and one night, about 10 days after they had crossed the snow boundary, she came out and asked Roland to tell her what he knew. What prompted her was his declaration that there was no need to set a watch, at least for a while. They could both get a full 10 hours worth of sleep, if that's what their bodies could use. Hoy would wake them if they needed waking. Roland had sighed and looked into the fire for nearly a full minute, his arms around his knees and his hands clasped loosely between them. She had just about decided he wasn't going to answer at all when he said, still following, but falling further and further behind. Struggling to eat, struggling to catch up, struggling most of all to stay warm.
To stay warm?
To Susanna, this seemed hard to believe. There were trees all around them,